Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. When I was alone, you took me in your sweet family and gave me new hope that I could live eternally. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for the pain I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for the hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you've prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Is that wedding music that I hear, the bride's adorned and ready to appear? There's heavenly preparation for a wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? The family is preparing for a wedding. All have been invited to attend. The bride is standing ready, waiting for the signal. When the groom says, rise, my children, come on in. Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adored and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for a wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? Soon we'll rise to leave this land of sorrow, for that ceremony in the air. The Father then will lead us through the holy land of splendor. Have you made your preparation to go there? Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. Is heavenly preparation for a wedding celebration? Is that wedding music that I hear? Soon we'll rise to leave this land of sorrow, for that ceremony in the air. The Father then Have you made your preparation to go there? Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for a wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? You would be up in heaven. You would see what's going on up there right now. That's how close we are to that marriage supper. And everybody's welcome. That's the beauty of it. Family's preparing for a wedding. It's in the air, you know, if you only listen. If you don't allow yourself to be seen by all the flashes of this world. That's the whole idea, these sports and all these things out there, and going to the beach and things like that. That's all just distractions to keep you away from this, glorious rapture. Everybody's welcome. Well, the day in early springtime, by an evening with thine will, Eliezer paused to rest his camel's train. He had found a bright rising as the evening shadows fell, for the weary journey had not been in vain. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? Well, there's going to be a wedding. Our joys will soon begin in the evening when the camel train comes in. Now we took the fair Rebecca, draped in jewels so rich and rare, back to Abraham and Isaac far away, where Rebecca loved to rise again and loved Rebecca fair. Oh, that it must have been a happy wedding day. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joys will soon begin in the evening when the camel train comes in. Now the blessed Holy Spirit left the Father good above to come down to earth to find the worthy bride. For our rising over yonder hath prepared his tents of love, and he wants his fair Rebecca by his side. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin in the evening when the camel train comes in. We have left our kinfolk gladly. We have bid this world goodbye. We are going to the land beyond the sky. There we'll behold our rising in the blessed eternity. What a happy, happy wedding that will be. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin in the evening when the camel train comes in. We have left our kinfolk glad. We have bid this world goodbye. We are going to the land beyond the sky, where we'll behold our rising in the blessed eternity. What a happy, happy wedding that will be. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joys will soon begin in the evening when the camel train comes in. I'm grateful that the Lord took us out of that compound. Mm-hmm. We're free to worship him now in spirit and truth. We don't have to listen to some Turk up in the pulpit trying to tell us things that's not true. Eternally grateful. The Lord took us out of Egypt, out of bondage, out of religious bondage with a strong and mighty arm.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Leavish rastas, I will come and hillside, dear gave I. Yes, and at the hand gain arm, I nay are hey, dear fair. Leavish rastas, I will come and hand and curse I dear gave I. Jesus hath the sin gave me is on thine soul dear fair I. Sigh will come and sigh will come and miss the frown every guy. Sigh will come and sigh will come and Bisser from an any kind. Leave a schwester gain freedom, men and here in decent sight. Glick on thy side, dear Pishida, darling, so side, doch fair eyed. Leave a schwester gain sagan. Men uns hier in dieser Zeit. Leibe stets auf Gottes Wege, sei zum Leiden doch bereit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Liebe Schwester, sei stets wach, dem, was du gelobet hast, und trag wie ein guter Acker, Früchte für die Ewigkeit. Bleib in allem abgeschieden, lieb nicht mehr die Eitelkeit. Such den Eintracht, such den Frieden, fliehe träg und sieh herein. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur Frauen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Bald sind wir dort vor den Throne, wo die Krone uns bereit, wo uns Jesus Gottes Sohn auf ewig uns bereit. O, drum werde doch nicht müde, hier in dieser Leidenszeit. Dort singt ja die Schar der Liebe, früh und frei von allen Leid. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Siehe, Freistadt für die Seele, die nach Jesus Wunden eilt. Wie die Taut zu Noahs Arche Zuflucht bringt und nicht verweilt. Amen, Amen, sei willkommen, allen waren mir bereit, dir zu wünschen mit den Frommen Frieden, Freude, Seligkeit. I will come and I will come and be served any kind. I will come and I will come and be served any kind.
Everything that you and I had to go through, lost everything, just simply to bring a message out here in his end time. If it wasn't for you and I, this thing would go by unnoticed. His invitation, nobody knows about it. They talk about it, but don't have a revelation on it. We're living in that era of time. Everybody's welcome. It doesn't matter if you live in a Cutterite cult or an Amish cult. You can only hear that invitation. It's out there all around the world. It's an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. If people can only get themselves away from these sports and all the distractions that's out there. That's all it's for. The devil does not want people to know the hour we're living in. That's why it puts up all these pleasure things. It's going to be in the end time. Men seeking pleasure more than seeking God. Loving pleasure more than God. It's all just a distraction to make sure you don't find that heavenly invitation to that heavenly. It's just that simple.
Yeah, it is really a pleasure-filled society when you look it around. But that's what the age of Laodicea brought with it. You know, that's what being rich and in need of nothing. That's that spirit that overtakes people. You know, they're rich, they have been. They think they're in need of nothing, but they don't know that inside, spiritually, they're naked, wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. You know, that's all part of Laodicea because of, you know, when a person has everything that they need, you know, they think they have it all, but they don't realize spiritually they're empty and until some catastrophe comes and they realize they have not done anything to seek anything, seek out the treasures of heaven.
See, we gave all that up voluntarily. We didn't know what's up the road. We just didn't find no pleasure in all the worldliness, things. And we had a hunger for God, and God put that in us, and then we didn't stop until we were satisfied deep in our soul, and we found it. We keep saying it over and over again. There is an oasis. We found that oasis, and once we found the message of Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson, then we tied it back to scriptures, and it's all designed by God before the foundation of the world. That here in this last time, here in Laodicea, God will send that prophetic ministry to turn us back to the apostolic faith of our fathers. And we just happen to tap into it, and that's where the joy is. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Now we found that thing that we were looking for all our lives.
Amen.
We went to all these Bible shops and Bible stores to find some books that will tell me where it's at, and not one of them, not one peek would ever anybody tell me about God sending a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go on my knees and spend all night in prayer. And finally, the Lord allowed me to come in contact with the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson. And that's where it's at. It's not out there. That Laodicea is spewed out. You've got to take what Jesus said very serious when you talk about Laodicea being spewed out.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing there. And
just
the materialistic world of it. Like when you look around, the churches are all full. They're rich. They're increased in goods. They have need of nothing. But inside, they're wretched, they're miserable, they're blind, they're naked. And then he says, I counsel of thee, to paraphrase it, I counsel of thee to come and listen to what Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson had to say. That's that gold that tried in the fire. That's that ISAP. That's the dress that you got to put on.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't stand naked before God. Other than that, you're going to stand naked. That letter from Delta, he's just blind and naked, and all these leaders and these Hutterite colonies, these preachers, they're naked when it comes to the light of Scripture, when you face it with reality. You'll find out they're standing there naked, blind miserable. And then it says, I counseled thee to buy me gold. I begged and I pleaded with them, but they take a look at it. They won't even take a look at it. Well, that's to their demise. See, we're just contending on, and we're sending out this invitation for whosoever will. Whosoever will, let him come and partake of the waters of life freely. It's all free. No strings attached. Just come and take it, no matter where you're at. You can be in a prison somewhere. If you hear that invitation and something moving in your spirit, all you got to do is believe what we're saying here. Just that simple. Nobody even has to know about it. I have seen them in the watchers of a 100 circling camp. They are building him an altar in the evening dew. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamp. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. His
truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I saw something here yesterday. It came up on my, Bible Gateway. Just punch in Bible Gateway and it came up. And then every day there's a different scripture on there. Today is actually Church Age of Laodicea is on there.
No, really?
Did you read it?
No.
Yeah. I constantly need to buy me gold. But yesterday, this caught my eye. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship. His workmanship, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works. That God prepared before beforehand, so we may do them. It's what we were created for. We were created for Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Everything you see is created for Jesus Christ. But you're given a freedom of choice. You can come to that place where God created for you for. That's all I ever wanted in life, is to find what God created me for. Mm-hmm. What's my calling here in life? What am I supposed to do here in life? Because for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. That's what we're put here for. Which God had before ordained. Like before the foundation of the world, God created us in Christ Jesus so that we would someday, as we mature, someday we'll find our place, and then we'll find our place in Christ, that we should walk in him. And that's what our whole journey has been until we found the ministry of Brother Brennan. We were just journeying. We were just like in a maze. We didn't know what's up the road. We were never taught about nothing about that and that compound we were in, because the satanist and had that in. The devil wrote these scripts and he made sure that, like he said, it's what they don't tell you. That's where the deception is. They never told us about God setting a problem. The very essence of life, the very existence for the church of Laodicea, they never told us that God sent a prophet, that his name was William Branham, that angelic messenger, that behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. That's where it's at for the church age of Laodicea. And we, by God's grace, you and I, we didn't stop until we found it. And then we found it, and in the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And now we, you and I, all our job is to hold on to the fort and to, like I say, find out what God has for us, because he has a job for each and every one according to the scripture here. Or created in Christ Jesus for good works that God prepared before the foundation of the world that we should walk in them. That's just the way it is. And finally, we found our way, our our reason why we are here on earth, to create, to do exactly what we're doing, and then we fell into that work that the Lord has for us. Back in the day, I told you time and time again what God wanted me to do, what my job was. Back in the early 90s, when the Lord woke me up, saying I'm coming soon, and then He allowed me to go up against that Hutterite religion. It's a spirit that's driving these colonies. They don't even know it because Satan has managed to cover it up with religion, you know. Mm-hmm. And when we come along, we tell them that the Satanists are here, that it because they've been brainwashed into believing that's where it's at. Well, it's not where it's at. It's just Satan's carbon copy. When God, like we keep saying, when God does something, Satan, he's right there. He hijacks it, then he perverts it, then he makes people worship the devil when they don't even know it. And that's all that whole system is about. But we keep saying we've been sent to destroy it, tear it down, to expose it, really. Expose the unfruitful works of darkness. That's all it is. Yeah, when you're in there, they think that's where it's at, especially like when you don't have no desire to know more. Like you and I, we had a desire to know more. We knew that wasn't it. And the Lord brought us to where we are today. And now what we're doing now, we're doing exactly what God created us to do before the foundation of the world. As we were struggling along, we found a ministry for the hour, and then as time went on, the Lord brought us together because we had to be the two of us to finish this project. This is what God created us for before the foundation of the world. I always knew way back, I knew that someday I'll be meeting up with somebody that's on the same page with me. I didn't know who it was. I didn't know whether it was male or female, but I knew somewhere up the road I'll find somebody. God's going to bring somebody that's on the same page with me. And then here, lo and behold, he brings you on board, and after we compared notes, we realize we're the same page. We see the same thing. And that's what God created us for back before the foundation of the world, to do this very thing that you and I are doing here now. We're trying our level best to be faithful and true. There's a lot of joy and pleasure in it. We finally found out exactly what God created us for. That's all we're doing. We're just doing exactly what God created us for, to help people find their way through this jungle. And all that's left now before judgment is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. To you and I, everything is so crystal clear because God has given us the understanding of it all. It's all we're doing. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for this another day of life and the many things you do for us, Lord. They're just too numerous to mention. We look around us, how fortunate we've been, Lord, how blessed we've been that you've given us an understanding of where we are at time, of this in time picture, Lord. You've not only given us the understanding, you've given us the mandate to put it out there so that people can get it and so that they can save their souls and come and enjoy that invitation of the marriage supper of the Lamb, Lord. That's all that's left before judgment. Help us never to take things for granted, Lord, but that we'll always embrace it and always be grateful for what you've done for us, Lord. Would you pray, Lord, you'll open the hearts of the people that they might understand what we've been trying to say here for the last 40, 50 years. And we just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. It's pretty hard to believe and to fathom that before the foundation of the world, God knew exactly that you and I are going to arrive here in these closing days of time. And way billions and billions of years back when he was testing, back when he had himself that council, when he made that blueprint, and then he had a council, and then he created you and I were created in his mind. Way back in his mind, he saw us, and he knew he was going to have to bring us on board. I was born in 1947. The mind can't even fathom how great that God is. That he knew everything. That he knew exactly what we're going to do. He knew exactly what we're going to that we're going to be sitting here every morning, and then put out these daily breads and spend time with the Lord. There's nothing better than you can give to me. There's no greater pleasure than to get up in the morning and do this very thing that we're doing here. I was I was listening to here on my WhatsApp. I saw this picture, my son saying he's got himself a boat, and he's going out with his children out on the lake, and he's doing the boat thing, you know, and the rafting thing and all that, the water skiing and all that. And I used to, when I grew up, that's all I dreamt about, doing that with my family someday. But I see, I was lucky in that harder at present. I couldn't do that. But that's what I long for, that someday I'll be able to go out and camping and things to do with the family. That's my dream. But then that cult and that club and that prison, you can't do that because Satan had that thing all locked up. And then, by God's grace, the Lord got me out of there. But when I saw that picture and I saw that's all I ever wanted, to have a family and then go out and enjoy your family with it. But see, now when I saw that this morning, and as I was singing this song here and doing things for the Lord, I realized, you know, he has to go buy a boat, he has to go out to the lake, he has got to do all that just for the sake of really what it is just pleasure. That's all it is at the end of the day. And here, you and I can do our morning thing, and we find a lot more pleasure than I would find going boating, you know, because a few years back we went out to the lake and we went boating. There, I was glad it was over already because I found no pleasure in it. But see, this here, this gives you joy unspeakable, full of glory. There's so much pleasure in doing what we're doing because we're doing it for the Lord. We're doing it because it has eternal rewards. And that's what I'm trying to say. That's what I saw with such a clarity. And then when the Lord gave me that scripture yesterday about the Ephesians 10, that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work. That's where it's really at, which God had ordained that we should walk in them. See, we were ordained and created before the foundation of the world, but we just somehow happened to come right into that place, because like I've said it over and over again, that's when the Lord saved me. He let me know, same, I can only reward you for what you have allowed me to do through you. And that has been the desire in my prayer, Lord, help me to find out what you created me for. And then I was going through the journey, through the jungle. Finally, I found exactly the ministry of Brother Branham, and as time went on, the Lord brought us together, and then he gave us his mandate. That's exactly what he created you and me for this mandate that he gave us, to continue on with the program and to hold on to the fourth that's been given, and the church age of Laodicea. But Brother Branham and Brother Jack, they're gone now. But if it weren't for you and I, there would be no sign of it. There would be nobody that's holding on to the fort, because they have not been given the mandate. They're all out there just seeking their own, just trying to make a name for themselves. That's all they're using the ministry of Brother Branham for, and exactly what the Lord gave me when Brother Jackson passed away, that he'll give me a vision or a dream about these minefields, that they're going to do, these people, these ministers that were sitting under Brother Jackson all these years, what they're going to do, they're going to turn it around, and they're going to do everything they can to destroy everything Brother Jackson ever taught. And that's exactly, when you look around, that is exactly what they're doing. They're making Brother Jackson a fool out of him, trying to tell us we're in the third day, we're after 2 days, completely contrary to the things that we have been taught. And you and I, we have been given the mandate. Once God looked at that whole thing and he was testing everybody, who is then that faithful and wise servant of his Lord and found faithful to deliver this here meat in due season, to continue on with the program, to do exactly what you and I are doing. That's finally, we found our place in Christ, and then God gave us the mandate, because he knew we'll be faithful and true. He knew if they went under pressure, we will not buckle, we will not bend, and we will not bow, and we'll do everything we can to be faithful and true what God has called us to do. And that's the final chapter for mankind. That's all that's left before God's judgment sets in, because once that rapture happens, then that other thing gets activated. Blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. If you're a Christian and you miss the rapture and you miss the marriage supper of the Lamb, then you're going to have to give your life. Because it says, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. See, you and I, we're not only given the mandate for what we're doing now. We know the mandate, what's going on. Once the rapture happens, then it goes into something else, and then these people that die, the Lord from Innsmore, they end up in the sea of glass. And God has that whole thing blueprinted before the foundation of the world. You and I, we just happen to tap into it, and He's let us in on a secret. He let us in know exactly where we are at time. Be through that midnight cry. There's a lot of people they talk about, they read about. At midnight there was a cry, and they saw that cloud up in Arizona back in 1963, but it's immaterial to them. But to you and I, we got the revelation of it, and 1963 was the middle of the church age of Laodicea, and then the Lord gave us the understanding what that means. 1906 was the beginning, 1963 was the middle, so then you can figure out the end of it, the end of Laodicea, the end of the grace age, happened exactly October the 15th, 2021, and from there it's exactly 7 years till the day of the Lord, till the devil is no more. Just so simple, we keep saying, we keep repeating it, because it's the only thing that's worth repeating to you and I. It's so basic, so simple. It's just like reading a blueprint, or reading when you bake bread or something, like reading a recipe or something. And it's just that simple. We just read a recipe, and it's going to happen exactly via the scriptures. And I know the people are not ready, because they haven't done nothing. They think it's like that song we sang, and it's more like a German song from the five virgins, the five foolish and the five wise. You know, the foolish, they don't do what, they did not prepare themselves. But by God's grace, you and I, we're using this to prepare ourselves to keep ourselves, our limbs all trimmed and burning. That's really the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
Yeah, there's a lot of things are vain, you know, vanity. And that's the human nature flux towards that. Like, even for myself, you know, I had a lot of ambition. Like, I had, more ambition than anybody else. But it was by the grace of God that God started slowly flushing things out of me. Like, I remember, I broke my ankle because I was not walking in that direction, because God had to yank me back to reality. Like, that's not the reason why God took me off the colony, is to follow my interests, but to be a vessel for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because in the end, you know, that's the only thing that ever satisfied my soul. Like, and God knew that. Like, even if you reach all your aspirations, your dreams, in the end, they're nothing compared to that eternal value that things have, that you pursue eternally. You know, like the song says, men are so busy. It says, for where you have pleasure, your heart will be there. Mm-hmm. And that's where your heart is at when you pursue these things. And by the grace of God, God yanked me back into reality, and I broke my ankle. I realized, you know what, this is serious. This is not a life that you can just gamble with. You have to really take your life seriously, the one that we have here, so that we can be like a workmanship created for Christ Jesus and do His will, you know. Even if you really have to go against the stream of society, especially in the age that we're living in now, because the age we're living in now is everybody does everything that is pleasing after their heart, after their heart's desire. And that's what people do. They don't stop long enough to think on the things of God and pursue those things. And, you know, that's the only thing that ever satisfied me. You know, I said, you have a lot of dreams, but by God's grace and His mercy, He knew that in that there is no satisfaction. So He led me and guided me and all the things that I was searching out. Like, you really, like, if you're a person that has your heart is set on something that will give you eternal, something that will satisfy your soul eternally, you know, not something momentarily. like the things of this world, they satisfy you momentarily. Mm-hmm. But deep inside you, you're still empty, you're still longing for something more. And just like that woman at the well, she was longing for something more. Like she already had five husbands, and the one she had was witch, it wasn't even her, but she was still longing and looking for something. And you know, that is when a person is really in their heart seeking for the things of God. Like I listened, like I've always said, like I've really, since I was young, I've searched out the things of God. I really wanted to walk in His will. That doesn't mean you always succeed. You know, you sometimes just stumble and fall, but the important part is you get yourself up again and dust yourself off. Like I've searched out these things. I've searched out all these religions out there, and none of them satisfied me. It wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, where my soul and spirit had found what it was looking for, the answers, the truth for my day and hour. And that's what really satisfied me, not those earthly pleasures that only give you a moment of satisfaction, but that eternal value of the scripture, of the truth for our day and hour. That's what satisfied my soul, because that's really what my heart was looking for. You know, these other things were just searching out, is it here, is it there? But it was on until I came to Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, that's where I was. My soul and spirit knew it had found that eternal value.
Amen to that. We're just trying to tell people where it's at, because I went through the same thing. And the miracle about this is it. The Lord knew He's going to have to bring us together. And He had to break my foot too. Back in the day, He broke, He chopped off my left foot just to get my attention. I was held bound, going 90 miles an hour, going the wrong direction. And the Lord had to stop me, and He chopped off my left foot. And then a few years later, He chopped off your right foot, because the Lord knew He's going to have to bind us, bring us together, because without you, I'm useless, and without each other, this journey that you and I are on, the thing that you and I are doing, I could not do it by myself, because mm-hmm. it has to be that amount of two or three witnesses, and like I keep saying, woe unto him that walks alone. If one falls, the other is there to pick him up, and that's with the journey that you and I are on. We're there for each other, we got each other's back. Like we say many times you'll say something, I would think about something, and then lo and behold, you say it, or vice versa. It's something that the Lord, before the foundation of the world, prepared us for that, because I keep saying, the minute, yeah, the Lord, you know, I had a family, and I had a wife, and the Lord set all that up. But the day, the very day that my lad daughter was born, she was born 5 o'clock in the morning, and 9 o'clock, I had an appointment with my father-in-law, and because I was beginning to voice my opinion against that Hutterite system, against that bishop. And he was the bishop's right-hand hatchet man, that's what I call him. And I had a meeting with him, I had a conversation with him, and I let him know, I'm not going to keep supporting you guys anymore, because you're abusing the Word of God. You're using the Word of God for the wrong purpose. You're not doing what you promised the Lord you'll do. And then the Lord got me to speak up against it. But that was the beginning of the end for me. And I told him, I'm not going to keep supporting you guys anymore. And like I say, right that day, and that's when the Lord began to put me on this here journey. And He woke me up, and He said, Sam, I'm coming soon. And then He let me know, I want you to go up and speak for me, speak to these religious leaders, and tell them exactly where it's at. And all I did was I went to expose the spirit of the thing. It's not the people, it's the spirit of the thing that's driving. They don't even know it. They're so deceived and so brainwashed, they actually think they're doing God a service. And you know the story. It's been a 30, 40-year journey. But you and I, at the end of the day, this is what the Lord wanted us to be done before the foundation of the world. Then that's when He gave us the mandate to do exactly what we're doing, or to send out His invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, because that's all that's left. It's the invitation. It's whosoever will, let him come. All you have to do is just believe what we're saying. God will make a way. If you can only get yourself to believe what we're saying, He'll get rid of all your natural garbage, all your unbelief, all the filth that you've accumulated all over the years. All you have to do is accept the invitation for the marriage supper and be grateful that God has honed you out and given you an invitation. Blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And whosoever will let him come, whosoever heareth, let him say, come. That's all that's left in this world of confusion. That's the very thing that the devil is trying to keep away from the human race. That invitation of the marriage supper, he tries to hide where we're living in time. And everything that we're saying here is so timely and approved of God, because if it was for you and I, this message would not be out there. They would do exactly what I had in that dream back in the day. They're doing everything they can to destroy it. We're the third day. The man that stood with Brother Jackson, his assistant pastor, all these years, barely, Brother Jackson is barely in the ground, and they already come out, we're the third day. Completely contrary, trying to destroy everything Brother Jackson ever taught. But see, he found you and I faithful, and that's all we're doing. We're holding on to the fort. We're holding on to the things that have been truly given to the church age of Laodicea. And then the Lord gave us the revelation of the midnight cry to let us know exactly where we are in time, right to the day, 2028 and the fall of 2020. There will be no more Satan. He'll be down in hell, tied up for 1,000 years. In the meantime, then Jesus comes back here and he's ruling reign, and we got the program so crystal clear that it's amazing that people don't see it. Now, that's all we've been trying to do for the last umpteen years, trying to tell people where it's at. It's, first of all, it's exactly what Jesus said. When we talk about Brother Jackson, Brother Brett, it's really not that we're talking about. We're just fulfilling that scripture where Jesus said, this will be eternal life. Everybody wants eternal life. And when I found the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack, it was really not the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack. It was really that angel that Jesus said back before he went to Calvary, this will be eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. And here in the church, in the latest, he sent that angel. He sent an angelic anointing to and address it on Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. That's why we're telling people, Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. But really behind it was that angelic anointing. And that's all that we're talking about. And we just happened to come in contact. That's why we got so excited when we found it. Because therein is eternal life. We're excited about eternal life. Simply because we believe the message for our day. This will be eternal life. That they believe of them whom I will send. And he sent to the church age of Laodicea that angel. And if you can only believe what we're saying, you're going to get excited. You're going to... Because you have adopted eternal life. It's just that simple. I don't know how simple a guy can put it. Mm-hmm. But we see it so clear, but I have a problem to express the things that I feel and the things that I see, because there does say it the scripture. And, for me, it's pretty hard to express myself, mm-hmm. because I know it's to be the truth. It's just that simple.
That's right, because, you know, when you search for something, like something that will satisfy your soul, it's not until you've really found it where your soul is satisfied. I find a lot of people out there, they're really not hungry for the truth. They're not searching. And it lines up with what Daniel said in Daniel chapter 12. It says, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And that's really the environment we're living in. Like when you go on YouTube, you see everybody and his uncle is trying to prophesy. And the knowledge has been really increased, and everybody's running to and fro. They think they're going to find it over here and they find it over there, and they're running all over God's green creation and they can't find it, because there's only one place where you're going to find where God had the righteousness for our day and hour. Like all these voices out there are just a distraction. It's just a decoy that Satan has, just like it says in one of the epistles, it says, many voices have gone out. And the atmosphere is all full of voices, and these people are following all these voices. But if a person is really hungry for the truth, and they will really be desperate, they will, God will lead them to the truth. It's just that simple. I know I was hungry, I was desperate, and God led me to where it's at. And that, and He will do that for everybody if they are really hungry and desperate. Because a lot of people, what's out there is egos. They follow their egos, not the workmanship of Christ Jesus. They want to make a name for themselves, and that's why they'll never come to the knowledge of the truth, because they have some agenda going, and then that hinders people from coming to the real thing. And that's what Satan has. He knows the weaknesses of humanity. He knows where everybody is weak, and that's why he can distract people away from the truth. But if a person is desperate, I will guarantee you, God will bring them to the truth, and it's always been that way. But the desperation is not here because of Laodicea, rich and needed nothing. That whole atmosphere of what Laodicea brought with him, that gray horse rider and everything, has really deceived mankind. The god of this evil age has blinded the hearts and the minds of people. And but like I said, if a person is desperate and hungry, they will find it.
That's exactly what the Lord told me back in the day. I had all His information, and He woke me up 5 o'clock in the morning and told me to start up this website, and then He led me on, and then he let me know that you don't even have to advertise it. Just put up this website, put it out there, and then when there's somebody out there that has a hunger and a gut-wrenching thirst for the truth, for the day and hour we're living in, God will bring it to them. And he says, you don't even have to advertise. Just put it out there. If I see a heart that's hungry and thirsty, He will bring it to it. Just like you and I, we had a hunger and a thirst, and some miracle, by some miracle, the Lord brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, simply because we had a heart. A hunger, that's all that we can attribute it. There's nothing in us that has any value, that has any virtue. The only thing that we can do, we had a hunger and a thirst for the things of God. And that's what He brought us to. And here's the same thing. If you have a hunger and a thirst for truth and for reality, you'll hear it. God will open it up for you, because it is here laid out as plain, as simple as we know how. Just because I have a poor way of expressing myself and all these things. But that's why we keep praying, Lord, get that increase. Because the Lord has to draw the picture in front of you, right? That this is that. You don't have to go looking elsewhere. You don't have to try to figure it out. All you got to do is believe that this is it. This is that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's all that's left. No strings attached. We gladly do it for you. I get excited every time somebody new wants to listen in, because it lets me know they have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God. It's not that they're not following you and I. They're just having a hunger and a thirst. They're following the Lord. They're following that North Star. They're realizing this is where it's at. Just like the three wise men, when they saw that star, they wanted only one thing, is to follow that star. And here's the same thing. If there's a gut-wrenching truth in your soul and you want to satisfy the cry of your soul, you will find it right here in this truth, because we're just continuing on with the program. This is life eternal, that they believe on them whom I will send. We're not talking about ourselves. We're just simply bringing out what has been firmly established. And the church age of Laodicea, through that angel found the vocal cords of Brother Branham, and then when he passed off the scene, he found the vocal cords of Brother Jackson, and when he passed off the scene, the Lord was looking around, was fulfilling scripture, who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had found faithful with the word of God? They would not bend, they would not bow. When they came out, we're the third day. We didn't follow that trend. When they came out, we're after 2 days. We didn't follow that trend. We stuck with that word, and we to this day we're staying with the word because we have nothing else to talk about except the word. And the minute we manipulate it and try to make it say something for our own glory, God will just discard it like a rag. But see, we're always just lifting up truth. We're telling you exactly the way the scriptures laid it out. And the only one that's shining here is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only one we care to lift up because that's the only mandate that we have. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. We're just going through the journey trying to come out and the other men be found faithful and true to what the Lord has given us to do. And it's just that simple.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord. We just pray that you take these words, Lord. Let them speak to people. Because we know that without the increase that you can give, without the Holy Spirit nudging a person's heart and their lives, Lord, and it's all going to fall empty because it has to come from you, Lord. You have to inspire a person and nudge them in the right direction. So we just pray, Lord, that these words will inspire people and help them be a workmanship for Christ Jesus, Lord. We give you thanks for all your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.